The Gospel according to St. John, the 6th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. So when the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into the boats and went to Capernaum looking for Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For it is on him that God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to perform the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." So they said to him, "What sign are you going to give us then, so that we may see it and believe you? What work are you performing? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, 'He gave them bread from heaven to eat.'" Then Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. What feeds your soul? That was the question I asked at the beginning of Wednesday's Bible study this past week. What feeds your soul? Or what gives you life? I wanted to begin by having the participants think about those things that give us life, the things we cherish, the things that enrich our lives, the things that give our lives purpose and meaning. What feeds your soul? Not surprisingly, since the participants of this Bible study are all members of Central Lutheran Church, their responses included things like worship, liturgy, music. Others answered things like taking a daily walk, being in nature, the amazing diversity of God's creation. Others mentioned that what gives them life or what feeds their soul are people, the relationships they have, their loved ones. What feeds your soul? Surely all of their responses are the kinds of things that feed our souls, the sort of things that give us life. Or give us our life's purpose and meaning. I wanted us to begin by thinking about the gifts God gives us and how in turn those gifts feed us, feed our souls. In part, what I was fishing for was a sense of gratitude that wells up inside of us. A gratitude that comes when we recognize all that God provides. Because in my experience, gratitude leads to response. At a very early age, we learn that when we're given a gift, our response is to say thank you. We teach that to our children. But it can also lead us to action. Often a sense of gratitude is what motivates us to give in response. And not just in a reciprocal way, but with the overwhelming gratitude that goes beyond giving back to the giver and instead propels us to pay it forward by giving to someone else. Yet given the gospel text for today, what I probably should have asked is, Not what feeds your soul, but who. Who feeds your soul? Only that would have been way too obvious. For people of faith like us, the definitive answer, of course, is God. God feeds our soul. More specifically, God incarnate, God in the flesh, God who comes to us in the person of Jesus Christ, God who in the body and blood of Jesus pours out his life for us. That's who feeds our soul. That's who gives us life. So the question isn't really who feeds us, the question isn't who really what feeds us, but it's who feeds us. Because earlier we heard how Jesus told the crowds who had come looking for him, these are the very same people who had eaten their fill of the 5 loaves and 2 fish. We heard how Jesus told them, do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. This food, Jesus says, this bread is not the same as the bread that rained down from heaven, which God gave their ancestors way back when they were wandering in the wilderness. Rather, it is the true bread from heaven God provides, the bread which gives life to the world. Naturally, those people who had been searching for Jesus want this bread Jesus is referring to. They want this bread for themselves. So they say, sir, give us this bread always. And Jesus responds, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But notice, Jesus doesn't say, I was the bread of life, nor does he say, I will be the bread of life, but rather, I am. I am the bread of life. That emphasis isn't on the past tense gave, as in the manna that they mistakenly think Moses gave their ancestors. Nor is it the bread that Jesus gave them earlier when they ate their fill. Rather, Jesus is speaking of the present tense gives, as in this bread of life God gives so that they may have life. The gift of God that God gives so that the world may have life. The gift that God gives so that we might have life. The gift that God gives so that you might have life. The gift of the I am, who is the bread of life, is given to us from a gracious and merciful God who continues to give this gift over and over again to those who hunger and thirst in the presence of God, so that they who come with their hands outstretched to the Lord's table to feast on Christ's broken body and blood shed and poured out for us and for all people for the forgiveness of sin, so that we may be nourished and strengthened for the journey, for every step along the way. And so that we, together as a community of faith, might share this bread with the world. This gift is given freely to us from the very same God who continuously feeds our soul and gives us life. So that with gratitude and thanksgiving, we in turn can respond not by giving God back. We can't possibly pay God back, but by paying it forward, by sharing God's love and mercy and grace with the world around us, a world that's hungering for truth, thirsting for justice and righteousness, searching for purpose and meaning in their own lives, longing to be known and to know this one who is the bread of life, the bread of life who transcends past, present, and future, the one who was, who is, and who will be, always the one who will be, this one who feeds the soul and gives us life, abundant and everlasting life, both now and forever. Thanks be to God.